Salamander 6, written by Michael DiBaggio, narrated by Jeff Riggenbach. Salamander 6. Florian Archambault gazed down from his office window, with tears in his eyes. 30 feet below, people darted out into the street, singly and in groups, throwing their hands in the air, jumping, shouting. He couldn't hear them through the glass, but he read their joy on their lips and in the tears that ran freely down their cheeks as they clasped their hands toward heaven. The drivers they stopped honked their horns, not in anger, but in celebration. Some motorists who were blocked by the steadily growing throng dismounted their mopeds and ran to hug total strangers. He turned away from the window, fixing his attention on the television as it replayed similar scenes from all across the island. The banner at the bottom of the screen, uncharacteristically reticent for a news broadcast, read simply, "Reaction in San Martin." For more than 70 years, the once divided island of San Martin had been consolidated under French rule, one of the compact's few territorial gains from its disastrous war against the Wotan Reich. The French colonial authority had proved so inept and corrupt that it had achieved what military conquest never could, the unity of both the Dutch and French populations in opposition to it. 2 hours ago, the authorities' hated yoke had been abruptly and unceremoniously thrown off when a Pelagian submarine squadron scuttled the Francophone fleet off Guadeloupe. The colonial authority was evacuating the island. The exiled Frenchman, still lean and sturdy despite his half-century, clapped his hand over his mouth to steady his quivering chin. It was not enough to stop his outburst, only transform it. He blinked away the tears, and his blue eyes lit up with joy as he laughed. He went on laughing, pounding his fist on the sideboard as he poured himself a glass of Chambord in celebration. Florian lifted the glass high and toasted, "Speedy departure, Commissioner, and good riddance." But the moment the alcohol touched his lips, his phone rang. He recognized the buzz of his own dispatch office. With a flick of his other wrist, he muted the television and piped the call through. "Chief, we have a strange call on the emergency line. They're asking for you specifically." "Eh? Who the hell is it?" Florian replied, setting the drink down. "Well, he says it's Sous-Préfet Rambert. It is showing up as a government line." Florian's gunmetal gray eyebrows crawled halfway up his magnificently domed forehead. "Well, that's different. Put him through." He thought for a moment how to greet his august caller and decided that a simple hello wouldn't do. "Good day, sub-prefect," he said, rather pointedly. "Forgive my haste, Monsieur Archambault, but our situation is urgent, as I'm sure you're aware. A fire has broken out at the colonial administration in Marigo, and several of our staff are trapped on the upper floors, Commissioner Beaulieu among them. I urged him to flee immediately after we had word of Guadeloupe, but he insisted on staying to oversee." Despite being in haste, Sub-Prefect Rambert went on at length commending the dutiful attentions of his boss, though Florian heard almost nothing after his mention of the commissioner. Bile rose in his throat, and he thought, of course it would happen like this. He could almost hear God laughing. "This is all news to me," Florian finally said. He looked at the television, and sure enough, there was video of the smoke pouring out of the Tour de l'Unité. It was easy enough to see where this conversation was heading, and he didn't like it. "But look here, that naval firefighting detachment at the harbor, the rioters, those hoodlums, repelled them with bombs and gunfire."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?